Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 6th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe as millions of people face starvation.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And as usual, on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe.
The World Food Programme says millions of people in rural and urban areas in Zimbabwe are facing serious food shortages due to successive crop failures and what a United Nations food rights expert has described as a man-made humanitarian disaster.
Indications are that more than 60% of the population of a country once seen as the breadbasket of Southern Africa is now considered food insecure, with most households unable to obtain enough food to meet basic needs. In rural areas, a staggering 5.5 million people are currently facing food insecurity as poor rains and erratic weather patterns are impacting harvests and livelihoods. In urban areas, an estimated 2.2 million people are food insecure and lack access to minimum public services, including health and safe water.
And according to a recent report by the World Food Programme, some of the worst affected households are in Norton, Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera Urban, Chinoy, Zimba, and others. These, of course, are urban areas. Bidebridge Urban is the least affected town, together with Shavani Urban, Harare Urban, Chitungwiza, and several others. WFP says households are increasingly failing to access adequate food without external assistance as a result of the ongoing economic challenges, including continuous price increases of basic commodities.
The World Food Programme further says the economy as a whole is deteriorating beyond predicted levels. Fuel scarcity continues, inflation is escalating in all sectors, cash liquidity challenges are worsening, erratic power supplies have become the order of the day, crippling water shortages are being experienced in urban and rural areas, and poverty has gripped communities due to high unemployment levels and incapacitation of social safety nets. To make matters worse, WFP says the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of most people.
To join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue, you need to call us on the numbers that we gave you. Or please note that we are also live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Give up, please, good job for it.
Mina ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ha boni futhi yey. So sikhuluma ngokudla lapho khanya zana ukudla. Kuyahlupa. Nxa sikhangela ke emakhaya sikhangela emadolobheni kungani kuyafana nje. So ke iWFP iWorld Food Program khanya zani kubeka soba lokuthi abantu abaningi obangalisayo badinga ukuthi banike ukudla. So bacabangela ukuthi abantu abafika 5.5 million emaphandleni bangani bathole nzima sibili ngokuswela ukudla. Kuzobuya abantu abafika 2.2 million emadolobheni bathole nzima kakhulu. So nxa sebekhangela amadolobho bathi kunzima endaweni zabo Plumtree, kunzima eNorton, kunzima lezinye indawo sibili kungani ukudla akukho emadolobheni. Kuzobuya le makhaya njalo khanyazana kunjalo bathi kuyabasela mfowethu. Kungazani ke kuyahlupha. Bathi ke usokungani kubadidanisa ingqondo yokuthi lo hulumende kasayenelisi ukuthi adingele abantu ukudla. So khanyazana kuyafika mfowethu.
Onguka hamwadiwa manzwa zvikutaurwa naGibbs apo nhasi nyaya iri mudariro inyaya yenzara. Iyo yapfunya chisero mudzimba dzakawanda zvikuru kumaruwa. Asi kazhinji vanhu vekumaruwa ndivo vanowanzoda chikafu. Asi rwendo runo, Shabhani inenge yakadzora mwando. Nyangwe vanhu vari mumadhorobha vari kudawo chikafu. Nekudaro veWFP zvavanga vasati vamboita vatanga kupa vanhu vari mumadhorobha chikafu. Vachitarisa nzvimbo dzakaita sana Epworth, vana Norton, kunonzi kune nzara inotyisa, Marondera. hakuna kumira zvakanaka nekunana Plumtree madhorobha anenge ari imomo zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoona sei muri kubatsirawo sei vamwe vasiri kukwanisa kunge vachiwana zvekudya tatarisana nezoro rekisimusi kudai zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti WFP inoti vanhu vangada kusvika 8 million chingava chidimbu chevanhu vose vari munyika kana kuti half the population vari kudaiwo chikafu hurumende iri kuti iyo zviri kukonzerwa nekusanaya zvakanaka kwemvura asi takaona imwe nhumwa yeUnited Nations ichiti hongu mvura haina kunaya asi zvimwe zvacho anenge mazvokuda mavanga enyora kana kuti hurumende inombozvisikira moto muziso nekuita zvinhu zvisina kufanira zvakafanana nekuti vanhu vakatora mapurazi asi vakagarira mapadza Gibbs.
So when we are looking at some of the figures, you know, provided by the World Food Program blessing, we see that in terms of urban food insecurity prevalence, it says that about 30% of the households are cereal insecure and in need of urgent assistance. And about 77% of the households are below the food poverty line and unable to meet basic needs. And approximately 93% of the households are below the total consumption poverty line. This seems like a very huge. So when you look at the number of people, the number of households that are food insecure, you know, like we mentioned, not only Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera, Epen, Chinoy, Zwimba, Kuromonzi, Rua, Tumboshawa, Chivuseke, Weza, and so forth, these are facing serious food shortages. So it seems it's a crisis.
Mm-hmm. And of course, what is also notable in this report is the fact that the WFP is saying that the Zimbabwe government is failing to meet its quota. The government was supposed to at least feed 3 million people out of these 8 million, and donors would be assisting 5 million other people. But according to this report, they are saying, however, given the deteriorating food security situation and questions around government's ability to continue to cover 3 million people with food assistance under the FDM's program in the coming months, it becomes impossible for WFP to focus only on its current planned caseload when the needs are high and government might not cover households which are not part of the WFP's response. That's a problem right there, Gibbs, when it comes to how the government can at best assist in the food situation. But of course, the United Nations itself, the WFP, was saying that of the money that they need, they only have got about 30%. Mm-hmm. So that's another problem on its own, that they seem to be a bit of donor fatigue, if we might call it that way, in that not many donors is expected coming to aid Zimbabwe. This is usually done through the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. And according to the WFP, again, pressing, it seems as if they are saying the poor start of the 2019-2020 rainfall season is increasing chances of a bad crop season. So which means, if there is a bad crop season this year up to next year, then the crisis will continue and most probably things will get worse. And they are saying that the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of many people. So Zulukanda Bali as well, Apokulinwa, EWFP, Yakuluma Sivili Kuti, Abantu Banengi, Bayalamba, Njalo Nwasibe Kangela, Izulu Seliphuzile, Kanya Zani Nga Abantu Basibe Vune Kahle, Lonyaka, Kanya sibili kulotu wolunye lumangalisayo. Bakuluma njalo nokuthi nxa sibekhangele ukuthi abantu baphila njani, fata abantu abanengi sebengabayanga. Inxa yokuthi akula msebenzi, inxa njalo yokuthi into eziningi vele kungazani azahambe ngemfanelo, imali lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Gibbs, of course, we have people following on Facebook. Thank you so much. We have Fraser Chicks, Nathan NR, who says, good evening, follows around the globe loud and clear here in South Africa. I guess he's saying he's
following. Yeah.
He's following. And then Idzai Janda Ziva, Arugutu Masquera Seita, Squera. Tina Kripo Chinyowa, Arugutu Aripo Sisonge, thank you so much. Wellington Msipa aripo pachirongwa tinotenda nevamwe varipo atirikwanisa kudoma panguva ino asi iko zvino Gibbs we have our first guest Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church is based in Epworth, one of the areas that is badly affected by this food crisis. Dr. Kadenge, good evening.
Are you there, Dr. Kadenge?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, can you tell us the situation right there? You know, are people accessing food? Are people eating once a day or they're not eating at all? What's going on in terms of food security?
Yeah, it's a desperate situation whereby some people are not eating anything. If they eat very little so that they can survive. But people are suffering. There is no food. They have nothing at all. And they are just wishing someone would come with something for them to survive. It's really a desperate situation.
Now, Reverend Kadenge, there was another report by the United Nations that says that according to its findings, the most affected are women and children. And, you know, they actually noted that some girls are now being forced into prostitution because of this food crisis. Is this something that you are also witnessing around Epworth?
Yes, it's very prevalent now because people are suffering and there's nothing to for them. And if at all they can get something, by whatever means, they would rather get it. So it's so dire in such a way that people can pick anything to survive. So it's really difficult and it's hard for girls and the children who are growing up these days. And it's so difficult. I can't say anything more than that. It's a very dire situation.
Thank you, Reverend Kadenge. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation in the country where an estimated 8 million people are food insecure. Gibbs.
Yes. Lo mama ke unaka prim ecengweni. Na prim kunjani mama? Yekho ngizani ke ucingo lwakhe luquntekile. Kodwa kulabantu blessing abasilandela ku Facebook. Umsunduzo Ndlovu uthi ngikhona kunapha badube kanye nosikhumbuzo mlalazi. So ndikubona njani bafowethu okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke uPamela Khumalo la uthi ngikhona bafowethu. Then kuzobuya uAyanda Thando Kalupheli Ndlovu Gobosi. Uthi what is our own government doing to help its citizens? Eqinisweni labo abazithi bazinkokeli zakwalakithi bayihluleka ukubusa sibili ngazani kusitshayisa ngamakhanda khonapho. Kuzobuya ke usikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi liyatsho sibili iBhayibhile likaNkulunkulu xa sokubuya izikhathi ezinje. Ye, so uphinde ungezelele foethu usiyethu John khonapho.
Tinamu waripa Facebook hanzi na talent mchemwa imi madara imi itayabuchizao vamwe vabuina avo pa Facebook data riri kudura but itinenge tichida kunzwa news zecho kwa adi tinashe rudumbu arguti there is too much corruption ndo vamwe waripa otiata mgechivere nga mambu
yes, yeah. No, etispanda blessing love everyone etispanda kwa uchona janba.
Hayi njengile kunjani mthembu?
Hayi nyaphila kakhulu mdaweni. Ungapi kona pho mdaweni?
Yeah. Hayi ngisethabalala nje ndalele nje ku radio yami amabhathi ndilalele nje so.
Awubonike nqawe le bhathi ule radio wayindwayo. siyathaba kakhulu kuyasalela.
Hayi, ayikuthenga amabhathu lokuze njengoba sithatha singela magetsi.
Hayi, kuyazwakala mntu omdala. So akusiyele ngendlala khonapho kunjani eJabalani?
No, kunzima. Uyazi ukuthi khonapha etown nje bahexa abantu bathwele nzima ngoba lingakhangela khona abasebenzayo balutshana almost maybe 8% basebenzi abantu iningi lonke alinamsebenzi. So emathawuni lakho kumele sibele bencediswa abantu.
Manje abantu baphila ngani siphanda khona?
Hayi, kunzima ukuthi nje uhulumende wethu kalathando iluthuso kalathando abanambe bengabanye kade beyayekela bethi hayi sesethinekile bethiyele abanye.
Ye, kodwa ukuthi umbuso kuyahlupha. Kodwa ke nxa sukhangele abantu bevuka ekuseni lisiyatshona umuntu uyabedlele.
Yes. Hayi, kunzima ngoba njengakhonapha duzele masuku uyazi abantwana bayaseyinto ukuthi athezi nje yiholiday but kunzima, kunzima.
So abantwana abafeyintanga abesikolo?
Abesikolo ngokuya besuke ngikhaya engadlanga.
So singathi manje kudubo lonke lolu luqedwa ngani ngoba emadolobheni kujale ukuthi abantu bangani nje bangcono?
Hayi, kunzima kulapho ngcono. Emathawuni akulapho ngcono sibili. Kumele kuncediswe i-WFP nayo kumele ikhangele sibili. Bengakhangeli indawo ezincinyane ko-Plumtree lapho nakhona apha phakathi.
Ye, sibabona besitsho njalo sibili lakoBulawayo baqambile sokuthi hayi kulabantu abangani bayalamba. Hayi ke
abantu bayalamba.
Ye, so wena nxa umakhelwane wakho elamba pho liphila njani khona?
Uyazi akuphileki, akuphileki liqiniso lela. Ungeke ubone omunye ethwele nzima wena ungamncedi. Kunzima sibi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathelela kusasa babaSimane.
Ngiyabonga Mthembu.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Ubele phela kuyenhle baba. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So Mr. Ed Spanda lives in Tshabalala. He says the situation is quite bad in Tshabalala. That's a suburb in Bulawayo. So he says some people spend maybe the whole day without any food, and children are fainting at school. And he says, you know, it's dire, really.
Gaiti zoke kuna Reverend Kadenge mchiripo iriparu nare. Reverend Kadenge?
Wangu ndiripo.
Tichi tarisa iyo mamiru akaita zvinhu munyadze kujika imomo epo ethum. Kune varuku yao erine rubatsiro. Vema sangana nopa rubatsiro aya. Mvari kushandawo here nemachechi zviri kufamba sei?
Variko. Variko vari kufamba vachibatsira. Vachipa vanhu chikafu. Vakati wande. Saka zvongoimba kuti vanobatsira. Vachipawo kunyanya vasina. Nokuti hapana chokubata. Hapana kana basa racho rokuti munhu ashande awane changawani. Zvese izvozvo hazvipo, saka vanhu vakangomirira kuti pane munhu angangosvikawo akavangobatsira. Saka ndizvo vakangomirira, hapana chimwe chinhu chavangawane kana mari zvayo shomanani hapana. Saka inhamu chete yasvuura vanhu muno munyika medu.
Tinotenda rambai zvenyu muri parunare Reverend Gibbs.
Yes, ndo baba ndiweni lapha. Blessing baba ndiweni uchona njani?
Baba ndichona njani?
Hai siyaphila ndiweni ungapi kona po baba?
Ngiyenze enkai.
Kunjani enkai bantu?
Ah, ngiyafiwa lapha kumango hle.
Ngume njani?
Ah, indlala ngiyindlala yodwa nje kuphela.
Akuchazisela abantu ukuthi bekwazi sile ukuthi kume njani khona benkai. Batshela ukuthi abantu baphila njani? Umuntu evuka ekuseni esiyalala uyabedleni. Akutshela bantu.
Kunzima kakhulu mfowethu ngenxa yokuthi ukuphila osokukhona sokuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi umuntu liphume ilanga litshone ngoba uyabungakwazi ukuthi abantwana uyabuzobaphani. Amanye ama-families ya uyabubona ukuthi bathwele nzima ngoba bechasisa isigaba sokuthi vele lokudla kanye abasadli kanye. Amanye ama-families asesidla medi kanye kube isigaba sokuthi nje kungaphikwa kube sekuseni kuze kuyedliwa medi ntambama. Ngoba ngitshela ukuthi igogoko ukuthi lithenge like lafika ku-100 pond. So ngesigaba sakhona 100 pond yangikhona ukuthi uyithole eZimbabwe ngendlela imali engatholakali ngakhona akuhlungu kakhulu futhi okulandelayo ngubonayo ukuthi kuza kuba lezidumbu zendlala ma kulokhu kuqhubeka isimo sibanje.
Singathi khonapho manje abalambayo bancedwa mbani, kambe uhulumente uyangenela kumbe abantu sebeziphilela nje njengenyoni nje?
Okubuhlungu ukuthi uhulumende engathi ungenele uzezwa kuthiwa kufuneka mebha abantu abangu-5 kumbe abangu-10 ewadini. Akuntshele iwadini labantu abaningi noma indawo elabantu abaningi, uzwa kuthiwa kwenye izigaba abantu bayahola. Kuko kwaba lohlelo endaweni yangakithi la engikhona mina olwaluletho i-World Vision, okubizwa kuthiwa ngumshandela nje, ukuthi abantu bayathiwa imisebenzi yokuthi bengenzani ukwenza ukuthi ama-NGOs lana abancedisi ngesigaba sokudla. Bake bahola, I think bahole kwaba kanye, but manje ma ngibhekile sokula about 4 to 5 months bengakazi bahole. Ukuthi kwenzakalani no one knows. Laleyo mali ababeyithengiswe kumbe ikhona kumbe kayikho, but into enginazelayo mina mangiyikhangele ngedwa, ngibona ngani ama-NGOs njengalokhu kwakuvele sokulohlelo ukuthi imali eyi-foreign currency ingafika, sokumele iyewele ezandleni zikahulumeni. Then bona bese bethiwa abantu imali yaseZimbabwe. Manje inkinga esikhona ukuthi mina manginanzelela ngibona ngani sokuyisigaba sokuthi njengoba imali vele ingekho elizweni, khathesi ukuthi abantu laba bahole stuck. Kuke wapraiswa khathesi ukuthi kuthiwa ngcono balungisise amafoni, imali zifakwe ku-ecocash, but still there's nothing. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu they are still going hungry, going further okokuthi sokusiya kwi-situation. Ngakuthiwa maybe uhlelo nalolu luncedise lizokwanisa ukuthi luphabantu izimali, abanye abantu bebezasurvivor. Ngoba kunjengoba ngisitsho ukuthi umakhelwane wami ngeke alambe mina if makade ngizuzile something.
Hayi, ndibona sibongile kakhulu baba, ube nempela viki elihle. Silethe bala ukuthi ngizasila iphepha khona ngapha.
Hey, siya kakhulu esesikukhala ikhona ukuthi uhulumende kuphela made angenele anikeze abantu. Kukhona lokho ababekuthengisiwe kwenza ukuthi abantu bakwazi bacebulelane, sincedisane la umakhelwane bedecision isiphile.
Hayi, ndibona baba, siyabonga kakhulu khona ngapha ngenkai. So that is Mr. Ndwen. He says there's a very big problem in Kai. At one stage, there was a food for work program, but it ended 5 months ago. So he says the situation is very bad, and a 10 kg bag is going for about 100 pound. He says no one affords that kind of money. And he says, you know, the many households are really in dire straits.
Indlala yodwa.
Yeah, indlala yodwa for it.
That's what he said.
Uchayile kona.
Tina mkoma tapiwa warbarunare. Mkoma tapiwa magadi.
Tiripo magadio.
Tiripo muri kupi?
Kugogwe.
Kugogwe kakamira sei?
Nzara iriko.
Zviri kufamba sei? Muri kurarama nei? Kuri kumbouyawo vamwe here vari kubatsira nechikafu kana kuti?
Tiri kupiwa hedu chefood joyeki tichingoti zvinotoitawo zviri nani, asi pachinenge chapera zvinotonetsa.
Saka vanenge vachipa chekafu chakawanda zvakadii pamhuri, uye munenge muchipohwa chii chaizvo?
Chibage, one bag per family. Saka imanguva hachizokwani nozopedzisira zvema kutonotenga pabhagedhi rekuita 65 kana 70 pari zvino.
Mabhondi aya?
Mabhondi.
Aish, ya. Ko mari dzekugaisa?
Kugaisa ma-$15 ma-$10.
Takambozwa iwo weWFP vachitaura kuti mune dzimwe nzvimbo vanenge vachipa vanhu mari idzo dzekugaisa kana kutengawo zvimwe zvishoma shoma, asi vachimboti zvinenge zvakuti netsei nekuti mari dzacho dzemabhondi hadzimo. Imi munopuwawo mari here nevanopa rubatsiro avo kana kuti muri kupuwa chikafu?
Tikungopiwa, tikungowana chibage chesocial welfare. Mari hakuna kuno kwati.
Vamwe vanombochema-chemawo kuti panomboitwa zvematongerwo enyika pakupa vanhu chikafu. Muri kupuwa henyu zvakanaka?
Tiri kupiwa zvakanaka.
Haiwa, zvinofadza kana muchipuwa henyu zvakanaka. Ko tichitarisa mwaka uri kuteera uyu, pane chinobuda here? Muri kurima here?
Kurima takarima, asi mvura haiko, haisinaya. Saka zvinhu zvacho hazvinomira mushe, gonye racho riri kunetsa repasi, chibage chacho chiri kurumwa. Saka hameno tichangoona, tichangotarisirawo denga racho iriri darichatipa mvura yacho.
Saka munharaunda yenyu munowanzorarama munorima chii? Ndedzipi zvirimwa zvamungati ndo zvinonyatsoita kuti mukwanise kurarama?
Chirimwa chinonyatsoita kuno kuchibage.
Chibage. Asi kune gonye, vamboya here idzo nyanzvi kubva kune kubazi rezvekurima.
Tisati tavaona.
Hamusati maona. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda.
Tinotenda. Regai tiende kuna mukoma Brian. Mukoma Brian makadii?
Tiripo edu, makadiiwo.
Tiripo, muri kupi?
Makadii koko.
Kuno kuri nani zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro, muri kupi?
Ndiri kuzvaka kuno kwamuroi.
Zvaka rinopisa.
Vagukururu. Zvaka rinopisa, kwarinopisa pacho koko.
Right, tudzei kwakamira sei kuzvaka?
Kunoku zvinoitika kwacho kwabhukururu kwacho ukoku. Chikafu chacho chinouya. Chero ndewi. Zvokuti iyo haunogona kutoshaiwa kana chunhu. Zvokuti chinohoreswa usiku. Vanhu vaenda kundovata paya paya ndo pachinokoresewa. Zvakudipenda kuti unopinda cheche here. Zvione retambo here kana kuti haupindi cheche zvione retambo plus ichinogoreswa on political grounds.
Panenge paita
zvinoitika makore ese izvozvo zvogara zvichingoitika.
Saka gore rino ngoma ndiyo ndiyo.
Ngoma ndiyo ndiyo. Zvokutoti vanhu vhiki yapera vanga vaitori pafertilizer. Vakamirira fertilizer. Saka fertilizer yacho yakapiwa vanhu vakambopiwa mbeu. Ndo vakapiwa sanzi vanopiwa fertilizer. Raibva paibva pauya mapfunde vanhu ivaunde vakadzokorora futi. Saka vanhu vanenge vachingopiwa imba one yokuti inogona kuti mumba mugona kubuda vanhu vanoita 6 or 7. Vopiwa ipapo. Asi kana kwakunzi kwetu koshandiwa kuti kunodini vanhu vava vabudi. Nokuti zvaizopiwa through counselor.
Saka makambotaura here kumakurukota kana kuti kumangarawo kune vamwe kuti aiwa kuno zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe?
Vakuru vacho maMP anenge aripo, mapurisa anenge aripo, vachizviona zvichiitika ivo vanotopiwavo chikafu chacho ichocho.
Saka hapana chinobuda. Nokuti
uori huripo hwakakura zvimwe zvisingatomboiti.
Aiwa tino
vacho vana makore zvichiitika izvozvo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brian, tichaedza kuzokufonerai kuti tizive kuti zviri kufamba sei, totaurawo zvakare nemakurukota acho, asi tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita basa mamwe mandibatawo. Ndachimbozama nguva yose ndichiona ndisingambodaniwo pastudio 7 shoti zvinofamba sei.
Aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu, tafara zvikuru kuti mapindawo muchirongwa.
Ndafara zvikuru. Ndafara Mwari akubudzire nyasha.
Aiwa nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
We've got another caller, Europeus. Usekuchamani kona pa blessing. Europeus, kunjani baba?
Nyaphila baba, mtemvuni njani?
Nyaphila, uzwa kalulambile mfowethu.
Ngisambele ngwa West eMatavo.
Kunjani eMatavo khonapho?
Dala kitsi lapha kunodhura.
Tshela mina mfowethu.
Now kwakungathi socially lapha iyabonabona abantu manje kugcina ngo-August lapho kwakugcina khona kunikwa abantu kufika kathesi akula lutho. Inkomo ziphelile akula lutho, nembuzi zagula zafa. Indaba yakhona ukuthi singayiqeda njani, ukuthi kuyini ungakuthengisa ungumuthi isakhamuzi khona asikwazi lokuthina okusele izidumbu kuphela.
So singathi
kathesi kunje so bekulabanye nje abanye abasijayeleyo bezocela impuphu khonakho, nathi asilayo, nathi bahambile benjalo ukuthi baza kudlani lami vele kangikwazi khona.
Singathi kuyahlupha umuntu omdala.
Lokho kunje so asikwazi, kumbe uhulumende ukhona kumbe kasekho, kasikwazi shuwa. Ngoba lapho kuselele lapha ukuthi kuyadosha abantu besile kuphela. Isilana ngikhona vele ayibonakali. Akula muntu olempuphu, ngikhuluma iqiniso lonke khonapha lapha engikhuluma ngikhona khona. Kusematabo la. Akula balutshwana abantu abalempuphu endlini.
So kuchuta abantu bathole nzima.
Abantu lapha sithole nzima lapha vela sikwazi izulu lapha likasiwuli lisewule kwezindawo. Kwezindawo lisewula ngamadamu kalamanzi, inkomo ziyabanjwa ludaka vele. ikutangetange kweli damu lakithi lalisungwanti jole nkomo 13 ezazibanji.
Ha kuzima baba singazi ukuthi kuyaphela njani phosela ukugcina khona mpo mnumza.
Asikwazi shuwa ngoba sike sabona abantu bezizi nje bebuzabuza khonapha sibatshelile nje konke nje ukudurela kwe-Teslapho khonapha asikwazi nje kukhona esiza kuthola vele asikwazi.
Nami
nomuntu nje onothando lokuthi abantu bangafi angavakatshela khwapha nje apho ngukuphandle kubili okuthathu yiko khonokho ngiyabonga bantu.
Hayi sibonge kakhulu-ke silethemba lokuthi bazangenela khonapho ba. Yeah, blessing that is Ropias in Matabo, that is in Mberengwa. He says the situation is very critical there. No mill, no nothing. The government last gave people food aid in August. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you know, a lot of cattle are dying, you know, and even goats and all those kind of domestic animals because of the drought. Mm-hmm. So he says they don't even know what to do now. Yeah.
Before we take our next call at Sata and Kunem Kere regarding what it's okay, Kuna Reverend Kadenge. Reverend Kadenge? Manzwa Zuguta or Wanevamu Apoguti Varku Netseka. They are concerned about the partisan distribution of food. What is your take on this?
Yeah, it's there. People are given food as. Regardless where they belong, and this is very unbecoming, and we don't understand why the distribution of food is done that way, because food should be given to everyone who needs it, and there's no discrimination there, but unfortunately in our situation people are given food because they belong to which party and so forth, and that is very unfair on the part of the people who are suffering because when people suffer, they don't suffer because they belong to this party or the other party, but because they are in a situation where they cannot afford. So people are desperate, and they have to be treated in a fair manner, which should be open to all, so that whoever is not having food should be given food in spite of where they belong.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge. Please do stay on the line. Tina Mkoma Lloyd Homani. Magadi Mkoma Lloyd.
Mkoma Blazi Magadi.
Aywa, istirinani zedu Mkoma Lloyd. Murikupi Mkoma Lloyd.
Mdrim Pretoria.
Mu Pretoria omo. Manzi wakuti kumusha uko nzara inenge ya funya chiseru. Muriku tumira were zvekudya.
Ya ticha zama no patino kwanisa kuti titumiro hama kumusha. Nekuda kwenzara yasinga munyika medu. Asi dambudziko riripo Nkoma Blessing ndoro kuti ndofunga mufundisi pabva kutaura. Vambotibate bati zvanga richida kuti nditaure. Dambudziko redu riri munyika ndoro kuti kunyange dzimwe nyika dzikatibatsira nechikafu. Chikafu ichocho chikaenda kuhurumende. Hurumende yakushandisa chikafu as a weapon nekukampina kuti tiwane mavhoti. Saka zvoreva kuti kana munhu ari veopposition haachakwanise kuwana chikafu nekuti anotsigira opposition. Asi dai tanga tadzisa mweya wokuti opposition kana kuti ruling party totira mweya wetambudziko rapinda munyika yedu. Nekuti tiri kubatsirwa nevamwe vanhu kuti hama dzedu kanti nyika yedu haina kurima kanti haina kusago rakanaka. Bati kana taakusarudzana kuti uyu haafane kuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, uyu haafane kuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, hazvina zvazviri kubatsira. Zvakangofanana nerufu. Kana uri munhu unoziva chivanhu ukaona pane chidzo paine rufu usinei neukama naye,
unosvika neipapo uchibata maoko uchine nekuti rufu runorwadza munhu wese saka nzara yakangofanana nerufu saka munhu wese anonzwa kurwadziwa nekuda kuti haana chekudya hazvigona kuti wepa next job yapangu inini pandinogara ndoona vari kufa nenzara ini ndiinazvo saka zviri nani kuti chishoma chandiinacho ichocho ngatikwanise kuti goverani tisheyani pakati nepakati ekuite zvinobatsira izvozvo saka dambudziko redu iri kumakurukota ehurumende kuti kana vakapuwa chikafu nehurumende vakuchipiwa chikafu icho kuti aiwa chikafu chinochipuwa nezano pf but at the same time chiri kubva kumadzona kunze kwenyika ndo dambudziko riri kuitika takumbotora example rakaitika like pandinobva kwamutoko i think last week but one pane chikoro chakaenda nemvura chakaenda nedutu kati hapana zvakataurwa nezvazvo kunzi tida kubatsira chikoro ichocho kati vana vechikoro pachikoro pasikanonzi pachindenga primary school chakaenda nedutu mvura yakanaya but hapana even one of the government official akamboenda kunobatsira but when towards election ndopavanenge vabuda kuchioneka manje so which is very 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 bad hazvinenge zvinobatsira kana taona zvinhu zvakadaro ngatipindei tisingasarudzi kuti munhu zvara iri papi idambudziko redu tese saka dangokusarudzana hapana chinhu chinofamba
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Lloyd Lloyd there is saying that hunger knows no political party so they must not be politicization of food aid gifts.
Yes, lo baba Joseph Moyo ecingwani kona baba Moyo ungachona njani?
Yes, yachona baba chona njani.
Hayi siyachona kakhulu. Sicela usondele phone ukuthi sikuzwe kuhle baba.
Ye, ngizwe kwayo sibili.
Ye, ubona njani okwenzakalayo lokho?
Ya, indaba le ibuhlungu kakhulu kubafowethu laba abanye abathi bona nxaba ngathula ukuthi bafuna ukuthi basinye izandla bafuna ukunika abanye. Into enginanzelela kakhulu lapha ukuthi abadala bethu babavume ukuthi izinto lezi ziyabehlula ngabe bayavume ukuthi into iyabehlula ngayizinto ziyalula
kodwa indlala sibinxa wena ungaphi khonapho kathesi
ngisephela phuse egarigari
ye so khonapho kunjani kodwa indlala
indlala vele ibhahile babigcwele indawo yonke abantu yisikiyoyo kuyakhalwa kuyasiwa la
manje abantu liphila njani khonapho nxa liphuma lisiyatshona kuhamba njani
ayi baba kunzima ukuphila kwabantu lapha bese kuphela ukubamba lephila laphana ukuthi lathi njengobana ngomakhelwane lisingabe ile ndaba lakho ukuthi ubani ungwalisibanzi ubani ungwalisibanzi kuphela ukufana nakhona ukho kuminini uyakukuhlela ke
i-food for work program ke ayikho yini ukusebenza lokho
hayi sathi ngakabi khona
pho manje liphila ngani sibili empilweni kwa
siya siphila ngakhona okukulo futhi siphuma sisiyajekeja nje akwathi indawo esilapho esindawo egolide le sesi phuma siyajekeja sisebenze kwenyani kokwesimsebile sesiphila ngayo
hayi siyakuzwa emoyo baba ube le mpilo afike enhle baba
nami ngiyabonga ngokwesibili ungene ehlelweni lo
hayi sibongele kakhulu ukuthi ungenile mfowethu okay bye bye that is Mr. Joseph Moyo he's in Philippus he says now they are depending on gold panning there's nothing they can do so I guess we've got Mr. Malaki Nkomo. He's a ZANU-PF activist based in Philippusi. That's exactly where this guy was calling us from. Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program. We are Mr. Baba Malaki Nkomo.
Yeah, who's that? Unjani,
Baba? I say, Peter Kulu. I was telling Baba Nkomo, unjani, kuna ngapo nga skangele indala, Baba?
Indlala gips isikhumkhizo ikhona esigabeni ikhona elizweni ongashiyo ntathu yomuntu kodwa ongumumo okhona owomkhathi so uthi abantu abalimanga ngendlela ngesikhathi abafanele balime ngazo njalo izulu alinanga ngendlela ofantilitheni line ngayo esikubangelayo ukuthi uhulumende indenze ukhona udizi uyabonakala umuntu uyafika ebantwini ukhangela labo abantu abaswelayo kunjalo nje uhulumende ubuye wakukhangelisisa futhi usofanti angezelele inani labantu abakhona ku-social welfare ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu ongabe engavunanga athole ukuphila iqiniso elikhona yikuthi indlala leyi abantu bangayithatha bafake i-politics phakathi kanti-ke yindlala evelele kumkhathi womumo okhona
kodwa bakhona bakhalayo khonapha Nkomo bathi kukhanyangazana ukudla lokhu kunikwa ngokuthi umuntu ungibani nxa ukuthi kwelinye ibandla bathi hayi abakuniki kume njani khonapha eFilavosi
Eplabuzi into ekhona ukuthi ukudla lokho kufikela ezandleni zikahulumende, kufikela ku-DA, wehlelwe ku-social welfare. Esuka lapho bayafika kumasabhuku, amasabhuku yo akhetha abantu ababona ukuthi lo yiphila layo uyahawula lo ufanti athi. Lokho ukuthi kuthiwa khona abantu babanjwa izandla layo, indawo yokuthiwa ngamanga aluhlaza joko. Ngibona ngani ibandla lezanupf lakhe lona sobala ukuthi uma kulomuntu oncitshwe ukudla ngabuye egcekeni athi ukuthi ulayinephi uncitshwe mbani. Ngoba ngokwazi wami mina abakhokheli bebandla lezanupf angaze mbabone besima phambi kwabantu beholisa. Uma ukhansila lo sabhuku bekhokhelwa ihofisi kasikomithi ekupheni abantu, njalo ihofisi ye-social welfare kuyiyo elama-register epha abantu ukuphila, singafuna ukuthi sichothoze sifaka ibani ezanupf phakathi ngendlela yokuthi abantu babengatelwanga iqiniso njalo baba bengafuni. Kulokhela kufana lokuthi nje abantu babephuka ukukhuluma izinto ezingekho, kodwa iqiniso elikhona ukuthi usabhuku elayinini yakhe nguye ohlala phansi akhethe abantu abadibekayo, akhethe abantu abaswelayo, abe nenani labantu elihamba ku-social welfare umuntu uyobuya uqondene lolu bantu ukuthi labo bantu ukuthi ibala lezanupf abantu balifakela ngiphakathi angikwazi.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Malaki Komo. Can you hold on there? We're coming back to you. He says Crawleyheads and councillors actually draft a list of people that receive food aid. So then the social welfare department endorses or does whatever, and then the DA also participates in that kind of a process. So he says it's not true that people are not being given food, those that belong to certain parties. Yeah,
of course, we'll come back to him. Regatine, maita wanda magadi?
Magadi, waikoko.
Ay, watiri wadi, muripi imi?
Jiguno, South Africa.
Oh, Murugu, South Africa. Nyayari mgaru mainzi wandeye chikafu. Murugu, tumira wele kuzimbabwe.
Tino tumira, kana jitawana arguenda, tino tumira.
Maangamshina uti wukudi nenyaya chwe.
Aiwa nyaya kupi wakwe wame wano, chikafu wa mwana, wasinga waniyo nyaya inoto wadzisa, inini inoto ndiru wadzani kuti munuwese, kana bai kukuti wadienda nebato ripu, waina nebato ripu, munuwese munuwezi mbabu, anufana upo wache kushika. Nekuti haunga tarisi mwa muna ajiva nenza, wami yesu no wazara, ni moyo waka ipisi, sate wazisi narulo. Saka zvakanaka kuti vanhu kana vanenge vari watungamiri kana makansera kana masabhuku wape munhu nemunhu wese chigasi awane chekudya, ndo nyaya yandingatoti ndo zvingaita dai zvikaitwa saizvozvo.
Saka hamusi kufara kuti vanhu vanotaswa kuti wabuda mbamani usati wapuwa chikafu?
Aiwa zvitofadzira, nekuti munhu wese kana atobuda pachena kuti ndiri kula chekudya anofanira kuchiwana.
Manzwa akava ankomoe zanupf vatina vapo vachiti aiwa handizvo zviri kuitika.
Vanotaura havo kuti handizvo zvinenge zvichiitika, but vari munzvimbo idzodzo vanenge vachitotaura kuti zviri kutoitika. Zvinoshamisa kuti unozwa kuzi chakati hachi hakuna zvakadaro, asi munhu aripo abva ipapo arinotaura kuti ndanyimwa. Saka zvinorewei?
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru maita wanda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Maita wanda is insisting that you know, politicizing food aid is not good. Of course, we have also seen some videos on social media circulating of some party officials saying that they won't give any food aid to members of certain political parties. You know, but we are yet to hear of any arrests against.
Yes, the Roba Balapa Ekwen. So, Tong Duen is just a Kuman Duen, noting his way. Wabo Momon Duen. Duen Baba, what's on a jan? Yes, Musam Duen is a Kuman Enkai. Oh, yeah, I put it 1 minute soon in Colapo. Kulumeba.
All right. Enga kusho mina according uhlelo lwabo kokudla balufike kuhulumeni. Into ekhulunywa ngabantu ayona engamanga. Ukuthi isigaba esikhona ngiyizwa kumalaki inkomo nale uhlelo lami ku radio la. Kumalaki inkomo maye khuluma baba lapha isigaba esikhona sokuthi maybe kuyakufika isikhathi kwezindawo ezindawo ngoba unganazela kathi sabhuku oyabe khona usabhuku ungaphansi kwezani. And the next thing ekhona vele uyabe wazi ama members angawezani. So that's what is all about. Ikwabantu bethina sokuthiwa ama political parties kugcina kwesigaba sokungani ukudla kuphiwa ingancane ingancane isibuya indaba mina ngiyimemba active ku enyutsana angisoyizana ngiso NDC angiso whatever party but ngikhuluma ngithani ukuthi khona le nto leyo yokubandlululana ngiyayibona mina party bakhona even nakhona lapha surrounded ngoba kaningana bekusinga ufika urayisi izinto ezinjalo uzisho ukukhethwana ngemigqezo which means ukuthi into leyana iyagxika yabo
aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Dix sibongele kakhulu nje wena
ngibonga kakhulu
okay bye bye so that is Nosendweni he says the problem is you know structurally people in local areas they know who is Zanu and they know who is MTC, they know who is Zapo and so forth. So he says these, some of these councillors know exactly who to give the food together with the Crawleyards. So he says what Mr. Nkomo is saying, he may be knowing something there.
Reverend Kadenge, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, Reverend Kadenge, there was another issue that the donors are raising. They are saying that, you know, there's a shortage of money in banks, that is cash. So they are saying that the money that they want to distribute to some people to assist them in their day-to-day activities as part of the assistance that they are giving to the needy. But they are saying now they cannot do it because, you know, the government changed the law to say that people can only use the Zimbabwe dollar, not U.S. dollars. So they are saying they have not been able to distribute some of that money. It's in foreign currency. Can't the government just change that policy and allow people to get U.S. dollars rather than wait for the RBZ to print cash that is not available at the moment?
That should be... money in whatever currency so that they can buy is available. Treating it to bonds and yes, it's unfair. Because the ones who have caused such shortages of money. It is the government which is
Reverend Kadenge, we have to call you back. Your line is bad. I think we'll call you back.
Yes, we are going to call you back. So, Baba Nkomo, how are you going to connect with
you?
So, in all this kind of a thing, you know, people can blame so and so for, you know, the food problems and so forth. But looking ahead, like, you know, in the near future, what should be done to contain such a situation, Mr. Ko?
Yes, Uti, kids, Indian, in German, Chichomina, Uti, Ikonda, and Abantu Bonke. Sanandela, Indian, I said, Ikona, the map I believe. Abantu Babi Sugar, we see a woman Yamasu, we see a woman. Ngiyafanele ukuthi kathesi abazali bangabe belabantwana kwezinye indawo lapha yikuphathisana uhulumende ephathisa ngapha labazali labantwana labo bephathisa abazali njalo nje kuyindlela le engitshilo futhi ukuthi amahofisi ayi-social welfare no-DA sofanele bangene bakhangelele ukuthi wonke umuntu akalimanga kunjenje sesiya kudisemba, udisemba seqalisile, izulu nxa ingakhanya lapha engikhona mina alikathondi kithi ukutonta kodwa alikathondi inkomo yade sizikhangelele ukuthi izo ezasincedisa ekugcineni imuli ziyafa ziyaphela ayisontando yomuntu kodwa kuyintando kankulunkulu leyo mina engicelayo khona ukuthi khona endaweni ezinjana abantu ngabalungise inani yabantu ofanele bathole ukwenzela ukuthi uhulumende akwazi me ukukhethana ngibona ngani ukudla kuzafika kujonge kwesikhathi abantu abangu-70 kunabantu abangu-100 labana abantu abangu-30 labana yibo abantu abazasukuma sebesithi bona bakhethwe ngezombangazo kanti kungasiloqiniso okuthi uma singananzelela ukudla khona ngabe kubuye kukwana le inani yabantu abanjani eliyabe libhaliwe so mina engikutshoyo ukuthi akubhalwe-ke bonke abantu abakwanisa ukuthi uhulumende abancedise bancediswe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye, ubambe khona pho ungayikatshana ule kola present.
Aha, tisata enda kune mutereri ngatimbodzokere kuna Reverend Kadenge. Foni yawo yanga ichiti netsei. Reverend Kadenge, we're talking about cash shortages.
Yes. And I was saying it's very unfair to treat people in such a way whereby they are not the causes of the problem. If it's the government which has the problem, they should allow all the foreign currencies which are available to be distributed so that people can use that money to buy, as long as that the money which they have can be exchanged with food, then that's the way to go, rather than stopping it and refusing people food aid because the government doesn't have money. So since it doesn't have money, it should allow the currencies that are there so that they can be given to individuals who can exchange it with food.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Do stay on the line. Tina Tarisai Parunari Magadi.
Well, okay, that's how my daughter say.
Magadi, eh?
Tripo Magadi, eh?
Aywa, Tripo Murukupi.
Right, Nancy Pacopa Queen, which I want with you.
Okay, Paris Pacopa Queen.
Hey,
Saka I nyangwe gore rinouya muri kutarisira kuti nzara inenge yakapunya chisepo.
Inenge iko futi tichitota sai pamwe tingabatsira nehurumende but zvopa zvatongofara.
Kombe dze president chau input dziri kumbowanika here?
Dzinowanika but dzenge dzine rusarura manje.
Ndezvekuti uri kubato ripi?
Izvo zvenge zvibato riri kutonga. Saka isusu manje tichizvika matsikuru unobvatira zvapareri
hapana chinobuda
hakuna tobvawani tinongotiisa isusu manje takabva tanzwa kuno price hatitombopiwa kana chiunu chiroga yadhona tirowani
hamusi kupiwa nyange nemadhona acho
hakutorina kutonzekuma price onere munorima meka
aiwa
mvura haina basa nazvo kaa mvura hainaika ichiti mure kumapurasi ngezvasi inongoregawo nayo kuisa anomaona asi sanzvenyiwa mazhinji mure kumapurasi saka vanhu vai pakangoome va
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru kumatarisai nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa aparibo maita basa aiwa madigonera ndambozvuwa
handiti ka aiwa tinotenda zvikuru chirongwa ndechenyu. That's Tarisai there is disputing the fact that there is no partisan distribution of food. He's saying it's very rampant, and he's also concerned that he lives in a farming community, and he's saying that it appears those are not targeted for food distribution. He's saying that you know, what they are hearing is that since they are in a farming community in farms, they can take good care of themselves, but he's saying that with this drought, you know, they are also affected.
Were they actually trained, Pleasant, you know, for them to be farmers, or they just moved in and started doing whatever they did, and, you know, so maybe that's the problem. So
yeah, that might be a problem, but if you look at the issue of maize production, for example, in Zimbabwe, you know, even with the white farmers when they were still there, it was the communal farmers who were producing most of the grains. And you can go up to 1904 when they started recording it, and you see that in terms of bags, the communal African farmers had about 2,151 bags that they produced that year in 1904. And then the white settlers at that time had, I think, about 56 bags only. So, but now, you know, I don't know what is really happening, because, you know, traditionally the
communal farmers used to produce
You know, but in, but if you look at their pieces of land, like over the years, you know, the white farmers were controlling 80% of the land, the black farmers 20%. But with that 20%, they were producing enough grain to feed the nation. It's not happening anymore. Yeah. So there's something really wrong.
Yeah, it's sort of like an anomaly. So, Slobova, you panda moyo. Come on, panda moyo, unjan.
Mina ngikomnyama esigabeni kwaMagama Village kuwa 9 wathi makhulela.
Kunjani khona phe makhulela?
Hayi makhulela lapha kulaZulu Dube. Hayi inkomo lazo ziyafa abantu lendlana.
Manje kuphela njani kwa?
Hayi kuphela kanzima sibili, kuphela kanzima Dube, ngoba manje hayi lama prize lawo, hayi abantu nje bavele bengasebenzi kusemakhaya bethembele khona enkomeni ziyafa. Nendlala abanye abaholi angasizathokani lati asazi abalutshwana nje asi abangatholiyo ukuthi ibona kati bayabejiyelwani ngoba izulu alinephelanga wonke umuntu.
Aha, emakhulela phela lalile nkomo eziningi kakhulu khonapho zaya ngaphi?
Zikhona sibili kodwa zifile lo nyaka Dube, zifile inkomo zinye zitholakala zilamamethi. Bengikhuluma nesinye isakhamuzi umakhelwane wami ethe yake yatholakala ile nkalakatha emethi, yatholakala ile waya ihlabela uswini. So okunye yibuchapa bethu kodwa indlala enkomeni ningi ngiyahamba sikiluma ngomude ukuze uzidinge maybe la yonke bavuke ekuseni bevusa sebeyizikwadi zokuvusa abantu sebeza amagroup okuvusa inkomo. So isimo sibi sibili kwamakhulela.
Ye, kodwa ke siyabona kuthiwa abanye abantu bayabandlululwa ngendaba zombangazwe lapho kunjani?
Hayi lapha kusombangazwe zisathi sibambene nje ngomumo wombangazwe kule indawo awuvamanga kakhulu, kodwa ke siyasitelela nje ukuthi bona ocouncil labanye o-MP ophuthi laba bakunanzelele ukuthi bona laba ababili abathatha abangaholayo kati bona bayabezandlani shuwa.
Hayi nxali njalo zihamba kuhle. So ke
hayi lapha umsindo yabantu balapha siyobantu abapolitika kakhulu babambene nje bayamukela konke okwenzakalayo.
Ye, phose lokugcina ke malumama.
Hayi lami ngithi hayi ngaphosela mina lokugcina, mina ngobhanda moyo ngihlala komnyama esigabeni kogwamagwama. Ngithi hayi siyasiceleni madoda ukhanseli wethu uKulube akhangele bona laba abanye abangatholiyo ekwazi ukuhambisa imbiko phambili lawo bathole, ngoba izulu alinanga kuwonke umuntu. Ngiyabonga dude.
Siyabonga dad.
Ngiyabonga.
Okay, bye bye. So that is Mr. Panamoyo. He says at least in their area there's no political issue on around maize distribution. So he says, well, we are always helping each other. Yeah, I think we're coming to the end now.
Of course, unfortunately, time is not our best ally. And we want to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church in Epworth, and also Mr. Malaki Nkomo, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Thank you to our listeners, our callers, and our team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. And signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying, have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.